Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. Just want to give a big shout out to everybody listening via web, via phone. We appreciate you and all you do. This will not be a long segment tonight, but I do appreciate you guys bearing with me. And also, just keeping my family in your prayers from last week. I thank you. My mom was in the hospital, but thank God she's out. And just happy to be back and ready in effect. All right, you guys, we're going to play the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Dr. Valentino, to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino, to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses station.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news. It was evident and destined to take place. Just not now. Not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing profusely. Ears drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groom me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation when they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are and where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're going to talk about you. Change comes from within. Praise and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
everybody, this is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We're gonna go ahead and open the open mic line for Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. That's good. How's your week going?
It's going pretty good. Hanging in there.
That's good. That's good. I don't have anything for this week. I just wanted to say hello and speak to everyone. That's all.
Thank you so much. Well, please stay on the line, and we're going to go ahead and keep rocking out, you guys.
All right.
All right, next round, you guys. I hope you guys enjoy.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler by himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. And this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but duds. He said, "Preacher, man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, if God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free. Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church? And the fiend, he said, yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight. He said, nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the reverend said, only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scamming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world. But you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And again, I say, here we encourage metaphors, mentors, and visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So, you know, I like to give nuggets, words of inspiration and affirmations about different things that I learn. As I learn and I grow, I like to give it back to you. And like I said, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So with that being said, I'm learning to continue to tap into your gifts, continue to walk in purpose, continue to do what you have a passion to do and that you love and you know that it touches you before it touches someone else. And the reason why I say that is I'm learning that when it touches you before it touches someone else, it has value. It carries weight. So when you pass that on to someone else, hopefully they can tap into themselves as well. And I'm just seeing just different forms. Like even when we're here on a radio show, you guys, it's a twofold. You know, it's not about me. You know, this thing is bigger than me, but I look at it as its connection. It's us helping one another in different forms, even if it's just sharing a laugh, a poem, a song, sharing your gift. And just sharing a gift with others, and you never know. Somebody might need to hear that. Somebody might need that laugh. Somebody might be on that last leg. Somebody could be just need a good, you know, chuckle, a song, or whatever. But you just never know, you know, what you can do just by being you. Everybody may or may not believe in what your gift is, your dream is. Just know that if you do, you have the passion and drive to do it, just do it. And I really believe, like the laws of attraction, whoever's connected, they'll follow. Whoever's supposed to be there will follow. You don't have to force it. It'll naturally just be and just connect. So, like I say, I just push you to keep pushing, keep dreaming, keep praying, whatever it is that you want to do, even if it's been years and years and 20 years down the road and it feels like it's not going to happen, it will. And I really believe when they say patience comes with long suffering, I believe that long suffering is necessary. A lot of us, and I've been guilty of that too, want to try to get to the end before you even begin. You know, like and I just speak on that from being young and not knowing. When I was younger, I had to learn, don't worry about what the end is going to be. Enjoy the journey and enjoy the process, enjoy the growth, enjoy exploring. You know, exploring yourself. A lot of people want an answer, and they don't even have the right question. You know, just different ways of looking at it. I hope what I'm saying, it might sound random, but I hope what I'm saying makes sense to somebody tonight. That just enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, this journey called life. And just this moment is the only moment that matters right now. And I just like I say, you guys know who I am. I like to share. And like I say, as I go and I grow, I want to give back to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, I understand. Like, I won't be mad. You know, I'm just giving you what I got. Anita Baker said it best, giving you the best that I got. And hopefully it helps somebody tonight. We'll just pass this on. Somebody else might need to hear this. So with that being said, I'm about to open the open mic lines. But before I do that, for anybody, please, please, please mark your calendars. March 30th, Saturday, March 30th, we are going to have Illusion's 10th anniversary show. I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's like we just said 9 years and now 10 years. 10 years of hosting open mics for Illusion's for 10 whole years, you know, and throughout the 10 years, I'm just looking at the accumulation of things. Of Illusion's being a performance arts-based business, not just an open mic. I thank God for the name Illusion's because we're much more than an open mic. Illusion's is our main entity, and we have underneath that umbrella our sister company, the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. We also have Affirmation of Change, which is life coaching. We have Truth Hurts, which is on custom clothing design and jewelry design. And also we have Truth Hurts Production. And I'm just so thankful for all that God has allowed me to have and to be able to just continue to give to others because it all requires me to give back. And I want to continue to do that, you know, and continue to tap into myself and the best version of myself as well so I can be the best version of myself for what I do with you guys. So hopefully this inspires somebody else to tap into what you're doing. A lot of people ask me, well, Chana, how do you do this, that, and the third? How do you do radio show? How do you be a substance abuse counselor, motivation speaker, you know, mother of two, be in a relationship, all these different things. How do you do these things? All these things that I do, I love. And so with that being said, I take my time with it. And I want to take my time with it, you know, as a mother, you know, being in a relationship, just with so many different aspects. Being on this radio show, I take my time out to do this. And I pray as I go. Because I'll never, ever be perfect. But I'm going to do the best I can to give the best that I have in anything I put my mind to, whether it's illusions, you know, with my band, the whole nine. I just want to take my time to put that time and effort into something I'm passionate about and that I love. And like I say, the simple thing for me, writing. All these different things that you love, take the time to put that time and effort in it. And if you believe, pray as you go. So that's enough of me being Evangelist Roberts, whatever y'all want to call me. I just like to provide you with some type of inspiration to keep your day going. And it helps me too. So with that being said, we got a call on the line. I call him DMX of Poetry. What's up, what's up? We got Carlos on the line. What's up?
What's up, Charlie? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm okay. I will not lose, as always.
Indeed.
It gets tough sometimes, but hey, like you said, it's life.
I got
a lot of stuff, man, that when it come out, it's gonna come out. It's just that.
Right.
Going through a lot right now. But I got so much to say. You know, so when I do get back on the mic, man, y'all be ready for the ocean.
Well, we know you're gonna be ready.
There's a lot of changing going on right now in my life.
Right.
I will say that. There's a whole lot of change. And a lot of
I can't hear you.
I said you think because of the phone.
Hello? All right, you guys, the call just dropped. Just want to check in with Ms. Well, we got another caller on the line. What's up, what's up? We got Burnett on the line. How you doing, Burnett?
I'm doing fine. Yes, bless. Get back on the radio show again.
Thank you. Right. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Did you want to say something, sing something, or you just want to listen?
I just want to listen. Just want to listen tonight.
All right. Well, okay. We thank you for calling in. Just want to give you a shout out and say thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Everybody, that was Burnett. Our call dropped with DMX of Poetry. And just want to check in on Miss Nikki. And just ask you, lady, I know you say you did not write anything tonight. What's up, Nikki?
Yes, I'm here.
But I know you say you didn't write anything tonight, but I do want to ask you something. You know, I'm off the cuff all the time, but I just want to ask you, do you have any positive words that you would give yourself to give to others?
I've been going through a lot as well, and you know, my constant thing now is to meditate. And I listen to meditation every night before I go to bed because it relaxes the brain, I should say, from constantly thinking, you know. And all I can say is I have to stay strong for myself and for anyone that is under my wing, meaning my babies, you know. I had to stay strong. And I find strength in prayer and now in my meditation. Because, trust me, the storm that I just went through, I'm just now starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's awesome.
You know, I got to uplift myself in order for me to uplift anybody else. So I constantly try to say my daily prayer of, you know, motivating myself, you know. Your best motivator is yourself.
Indeed. I totally agree. Yeah. And I say that to my clients, that you are your best counselor because you know you better than I do.
Right.
You know, I only hear what you're telling me. But you know, you might not know everything that you're capable of, but you've gotten to know you longer than I have. You know, and the same thing for myself. I've gotten to know myself longer than I have. So I really believe in that saying when I say, you know, like, my little philosophy, if you hear yourself, you can heal yourself, you know. And also, like, what, you know, just being able to apply that to your daily life, listening to yourself, you know, giving yourself that advice. That's the reason why I asked you to make that personal, and I appreciate you doing that, to make that personal, something that you would say to yourself and now give that to somebody else. And that's that twofold I was talking about earlier about. It's a twofold. It's not about all about me when I'm talking to you guys. It's a twofold to get your feedback, and then to watch. It's amazing to see the impact, you know, with the feedback of, okay, this is working for me. Like, I remember times that you guys would get on the radio show and say, yo, China, you said blah, 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 you know, that helped me. And I look at it like, wow. When you said this, it helps me to keep doing what I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? It's a ebb and a flow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things that you have told me, I have taken, and, you know, that was that nugget that I needed, you know, and I may have not used it then, but I am using it now. Trust and believe. And, you know, I have to think about self before I can think about anybody else.
Yeah, you have to. And remember, we used to talk about that all the time. Like, we talked about self-care.
Right.
I talked about that so much. I think I had, like, we probably had a session on self-care, like, every single week for a minute. I kept talking about self-care.
For about a month.
You know, like, for about a month. And, see? And you know what? I was pouring into me, too. You know?
Right.
So when I was saying that to you guys, it was, like I say, every time I'm pouring into you guys, I'm doing exactly what I told you, that twofold of pouring that into me first and then giving it to you. Because I don't want to be that type that's telling you to do something that I don't know how to do.
Exactly.
And I had to learn that with raising kids. I don't want to tell my kids. And I had a parent, I'll never forget this, I was at a football game last year, you know, football practice, and one of the, like, this, it was an arrogant parent who was saying all this stuff that he wanted his son to do, and I was telling him, he was talking about he wanted his son to go to this prep school, he wanted my son, oh, my son's doing this, he's doing that, and he didn't, you know what I'm saying, I told him I don't want to be the type of parent that tells my kids to do something that I don't know how to do. I don't want to tell my kids to dream and I don't know how to dream. I don't tell my kids to go to school and I don't go to school. I want to tell my kids to have a healthier relationship or treat people better when I'm not treating people better or I'm not putting myself in a situation to be that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to tell them to do something that I'm not doing or I'm not willing to make right to do better. You know, so.
Absolutely.
And when I said that to him, he looked at me and he was like, wow. And he was taken back. And he was like, yo, ain't nobody never said that to me before. And he was like, I can't even tell my son how to operate in a prep school because I've never been.
Right.
You know, I can't tell my son to go to college because he's never been.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And not saying that
you
can't want better. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, you always want better for you know, for the next person than, you know, not so much for yourself, but you always, like, you know, want to feed into someone else. And
right.
I was just going to say that you praying for me has, like, uplifted me tremendously. You just don't know. And
amen.
I thank you.
Anytime, girl. Anytime. Girl, don't make me cry on my show. But I just say anytime. Because y'all be messing me up on my show. You know, but
I
appreciate
it, though.
Make
you do that.
No,
no,
you're good.
You,
I receive
really
it.
Do. I really do.
Well,
I appreciate
you sharing you with me, because you don't have to.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't make many friends. I have, my circle is not a circle. It's a dot. And when I say that, I say that. I say that in the nicest way. You know, because
mm-hmm.
I've been done wrong so many times by people who say, oh, I'm your friend, I got you, and this, that, and the third. And when anything hits the fan, I'm standing alone.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know? So I have learned to do for me and mine. And I don't look
right.
for anything in return, but if I, you know, if I keep, not so much keep myself away, but if I start, you know, not dealing with certain type of situations or certain type of people, I don't
mm-hmm.
have any problems.
You right.
know, I don't have any problems. So I call it my growth process, because back in the day, it was all about the business, and I'm too old for that. I'm not
right.
that old, but...
I'm just saying, you're talking about, like, emotionally
right.
mature. You're emotionally mature.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're mature emotionally.
I don't have time for it. I really don't have time
right.
for it. And, you know, I'm knocking 50. God is willing, I'm knocking 50. And I want to see that, because my mom passed at 50. So I want to be beyond 50. I don't want to be stressed out and, you know, discombobulated and all that, you know, trying to live the rest of my
mm-hmm.
life. I want to be happy. So I'm going to
oh,
do
yeah.
what I have to do.
Indeed. And you will.
Yeah, but you continue
you know,
on praying
you,
for me.
You
continue on
huh?
praying for me. It's praying. It's working. It's working. It's working.
Oh, yeah. You said what's working?
I said, trust me, it's working.
Oh, okay. He says it's working.
Yeah.
And that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You took my advice, or?
Oh, no,
what's,
I said,
what's happening with you
praying.
Is working.
No, I said,
oh,
continue
I you.
Praying for me, because, you know, it's working. It's working. Faith without prayer is dead.
I
you
got
know?
You. I'm praying for all you guys. Y'all continue to pray for me, you know, on this journey, because it's not an easy process to you know, a lot of people see the aftermath of when this show happens, or when I do illusions,
mm-hmm.
or even as a counselor, like, a lot of people see the aftermath of what's being done, but they don't see
right.
what it took to get it done. Like, before I set my feet.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I pray with my moves. Like, I would be considered a turtle. I move
mm-hmm.
slower than probably most.
Mm-hmm.
But my slow motion is, that's me and God in motion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I pray by my steps on any level. You know,
and
on
me,
personal
to
business. To... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll say,
no, go ahead.
Me now, I have to move in silence. I can't tell everybody
mm-hmm.
my every move. I can't, because everybody ain't on the level that you are, and everybody ain't with you. That only
That's
takes me back to that conversation that me, you, and Dion had, like crabs in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to pull each other
exactly.
down instead of trying to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to make
right.
moves in silence. I can't tell everybody. Yeah. My grandmother used to say, don't tell your right hand what your left hand doing. I can't tell nobody, mm-hmm. not even my right nor my left hand.
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. Like I say, I really believe that, this is just my personal opinion, that you'll have vessels. Like, God will provide you with vessels that you can connect with, that you can trust, that you can, you know what I'm saying, speak on certain things. But like I say, I really believe that circle's small, because mm-hmm. it's true. There are a lot of crabs in a barrel. You know, when I had Dion Bellet up here co-hosting with us, mm-hmm. I remember having that conversation about crabs in a barrel and just being mindful.
Right.
You know, I think that was, just being mindful with your moves. And the only thing about it is, those people don't have, this is just my thought process of the crabs in a barrel. I had to learn this, because before, when I noticed the crabs in a barrel, and I know this is growth for me, that before, when I noticed there were crabs in a barrel, I used to get pissed off, I used to get mad, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
that anger would give them power. It's like giving your haters power. You know, giving them power over you, and then you become like them. You might not be hating, but you've become, that anger and all those things take control over you to the point that you can't be you and do what you're supposed to be doing. And I had to learn to pray for those people who don't even understand. I had to literally see and seek guidance with that, by saying that, you know what, I understand why Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And that includes me, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I look at it like that, because sometimes we don't know what we do. You know, with hate in our heart, with anger in our heart, with being upset with the people who are crabs in a barrel. Maybe they have. We don't know what deep-rooted trauma somebody could have, or whatever they're going through, or whatever they're going through. And you could resemble that and not even be that, and it'd be a trigger. We don't know.
Right.
But why not pray for them instead of sitting here and be mad with them? Because they just might come around, because I really believe in that saying when they say, he'll make your enemies your footstool.
Huh.
And it's not for us to gloat about them being our footstool. It's not for them to gloat about them being the footstool. It's just the fact that they might be the ones that get humbled to help you catapult.
Right.
Not for us to look down on them, because then we could become them and we be the enemy with a footstool, you know, as a footstool.
Okay.
So we just have to be mindful, you know what I'm saying, of that like I said, that ebb and flow, that karma, that when the Lord said, vengeance is mine, let him handle that, and you do your part to stay in the moment. And I really believe we were meant to stay in the moment. And this moment right here matters to me to be able to discuss this, because somebody might need to hear this tonight to let go of those things that you can't control. Let go of those people you can't control. Let go of that past that you can't control. Let go of those things and what have you. Oh, should, could have, would have. Let go of the dirt that's been thrown on your name. Let go of the dirt you threw on your own name. Let go of, like, you know what I'm saying, if you out here, whatever it is that you're doing to destroy you, why not, let's pray to renew you. You'll renew your mind, your body, and spirit. And I claim that for everybody, for all of us, to renew those things and to receive the renewal, instead of trying to make the renewal be what you want it to be, because everything that you think is for you might not be for you, you know?
Right.
And whatever is for you, to be able to receive it and know what's yours, you know, that gives everything. You know, so I'm just saying that prayer for everybody. Somebody might need that. I spent a lot of time in my life trying to, I know I sound so old, and I'm only 40 years old, for anybody who's like, damn, China sounds like an old woman. Maybe I just have an old soul. But I remember, like I said, going back to what I was saying about trying to figure out what the end's going to be, I realized that ain't in our business. It ain't.
Right.
And I had to literally say that to myself, it ain't none of your business. Like, it ain't none of your business. Like, okay, if I am destined to have marriage, all these different things, none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that, because I get to enjoy the journey either way it goes. You know, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
You said what? I didn't hear what you said. Say again.
No, I was just going to say, I said, and you know, God don't put people in your life by mistake. You know,
indeed.
It's either a lesson or a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like salt. There was a big lesson. But most
mm-hmm.
of all, I found that the majority of the people that have came into my life, they may be leaf people. They came and went, but they were a blessing.
Yeah.
And I
exactly,
say that.
Because you learned something.
Right. I took something from it and not
mm-hmm.
be in my life no more, but I learned something.
Mm-hmm. I can't hear you. Your voice went out. Hello? All right. I think we might have lost Nikki. Not for sure.
Hello?
Hey, I can hear you now.
Okay. This weather is really bad up here. This is going
wow.
in and out. My signal is going in and out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. No, I was saying sometimes it could be a blessing and a lesson all in one, you know. It all depends.
Indeed.
But, you know, I've had a few here and there, and you are definitely a blessing. And have
Thank
taught
you.
Me a lesson. You know?
What I teach you, girl?
Girl, you told me to get my life.
Get your life.
That's
get
right.
your life. You know, it's my little fan.
Okay. But I really do and truly appreciate you. I do. I do. I do. I really do. I know.
God bless you. Well, you know, I believe in you. And I want God's best for you.
That's right.
And that's the best way I can say that for anybody. I want God's best for you. Like, what he sees is the best for Nikki. You know, and the same thing for myself. Like, I want God's best for me. You know, I know life is not going to be perfect because we're all flawed individuals. So I'm not searching for
right.
perfection in no form of fashion. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't come perfectly wrapped. You know?
That's right.
Got scars, bruises, the past. But also, you know, overall, I'm a good person. You know?
Right.
So I'm going to give you what I got. That's all I got. If it's good enough for you, let's rock. If it's not, I understand. You know, I had to live my wounds accordingly. But, yeah, I just, like I said, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I see you have grown tremendously. I just want to say that from the time that you have been on the radio show,
you
have grown. And I appreciate you having this forum with me tonight. And thank you, buddy.
Thank you
yeah.
for having me.
Oh, anytime. Like, I appreciate having this forum and you guys. You know, you call my way from Los Angeles, and we, you know, well, I'm sorry, Lancaster. I always say Los
mm-hmm.
Angeles because that's what DMX, the poetry, used to always say, Los Angeles. So I'm Lancaster, and it's snowing in California. That's crazy. That's bananas. that is
believe it or
bananas.
Not, believe it or not, we get, see, in the area we live in, we're considered high desert. But it
mm-hmm.
may snow here every once 8 years, 8 or 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved back up here, they had told me, oh, it just snowed out here. So we're about ready for some snow. So today when it started snowing, I'm like, oh, my God, it's snowing. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
it may stick and it may not stick. You know, right now it just looks like slush on the ground. But in the morning, they
right.
said over during the night, it might just stick. So schools might be
mm-hmm.
closed tomorrow, and highway might be closed because that's the main highway in and out of Lancaster going towards LA. So,
wow.
It might be. It's going to be a cold winter. It's going to be a very cold winter. And right now, we're at 36 degrees right now.
Isn't winter's almost over? You're talking about winter for this year.
Yes, I'm saying we're going to have a cold winter this year because we didn't really have a winter last year. See where I mean, when I say it's high desert, it gets cold and then it gets hot. And it don't stop getting cold. I mean, it doesn't stop getting summertime here to like almost Thanksgiving. So by the time Christmas rolls in, it's just now starting to cool down a little bit. You get a little rain here and there. And in the past week, we've had floods because we don't get rain.
Wow.
It's always hot here. So that's why DMX always say it never rains in Southern California. Well, he done seen some rain since he's been here this week. You know, this past week it's been raining. The past 2 weeks, I should say, it's been raining. And we're supposed to get hit with another storm in the next couple of days. So it's been storms back to back. So now we got the snow. So, you know, he can't say it don't rain no more.
I was going to tell you, I got snow, you got rain, you got summertime.
Right. Right.
You're going to be saying, Lord, we're about to have a hurricane.
Lord, no. See, I can't deal with those. See, out here, we deal with the earth shaking. And we have earthquakes, so I can deal with everything. I can deal with the earthquakes. I can't deal with no hurricanes.
Well, we had one earthquake in North Carolina, and I was driving in it, and I didn't even know. I had my music blast, and I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard everybody's houses were shook up and everything, but I was driving. I was actually going up a hill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, music blast, I didn't know. Yeah. I told you, the Lord, look out for babes and fools, and I could be a fool sometime, okay? All right.
Okay.
Gotta get your life.
Okay.
He told me to get my life.
Right.
Well, lady, I do appreciate you tonight, and I enjoyed our politicking and doing open forum tonight. I'm actually gonna go ahead and shut the show down. Any words of wisdom or anything you want to say before we close out?
All I have to say is, stay humble because you never know what bridge you might have to cross, and you never know who might be at the end of that bridge on the other side. So stay humble. And, you know that God will not put no more on you than you can bear.
Indeed.
Well,
that was awesome, Miss Nikki.
Thank
in the
you.
Building, you guys, all the way from California. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show thus far. Hope you got something out of it or what you heard tonight. The few nuggets we dropped, the few nuggets Nikki dropped, I dropped. Hopefully you got something from that. We got something. I know I did. Just listen to Nikki and with the open forum we just had. Sometimes we have sessions like that, and sometimes those sessions are necessary, you know, because just that feedback, back and forth feedback of our thoughts, because your thoughts matter. And something I say all the time is you matter. And just remember that you do matter. And continue to tell yourself that. That's a part of that self-care. You might have to write on a little index card or write on your mirror, I matter, when you get out of the shower, you know, just showing that you do matter. You know, and I really believe in, I know they call it laws of attraction, but I really believe in like-minded individuals who are supposed to be around you will follow. You don't have to force it. It'll just happen. And we don't have to worry about that because it's going to be okay. So I would encourage you guys to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep tapping into your gifts. And if you believe in God, keep God first, you know, at all times. And just know that he will fight all your battles, you know, and even your battle within, because that is our biggest battle. And it's an old African proverb. I just want to send it to you guys tonight before I sign off, is that if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. And just to break that down before I close out, is we all fight this inner battle daily. It's our inner conversation. And the saddest part about it is we've been known to just think negative and exist in the negative if you don't know any better. You know, just calling ourselves realists. I've been there, done that. Getting that, okay, I'm a realist. I got to go ahead and think this way because maybe this will protect me from the hurt. Man, life happens. It's gonna feel good. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna feel good. It's gonna hurt. It's just a part of it, you know. But I think that's the growth part, learning to love past the hurt. And I'm gonna leave it like that. So you guys be blessed. I will see you guys next Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Don't forget to come to Illusion's 10th anniversary show featuring Dasana Hanu, Moody Black, Blues, and Ty Allen. We got so many different talented artists that will be there on the mic just rocking out. And my sweetie Moody will be in the building. You guys, be blessed. Have a good night.